It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. When you think of the harp, you probably think of classical music, not experimental improvisation like this. That is Shelby native Mary Lattimore. She runs her harp through effects and loopers to get that layered sound, which can fill a room. Lattimore is playing in Charlotte tomorrow night. We reached her at her Philadelphia home to talk about how she went from being classically trained to playing experimental rock.
I never really listened to classical music for fun. Mostly, like, I listened to rock music and The Cure. You know, my favorite band. So I always loved music, but I never really saw myself fitting into the music that I listened to, you know, as a player.
Philadelphia became her home in 2005. There, Lattimore began making friends in the local rock scene, and soon she was being asked to bring her harp to performances. She noticed many of the other musicians used effects pedals, and she began wondering what her harp would sound like using the same effects. Lattimore also began honing her skills at improvising.
It's just a way of sort of speaking and having a conversation with your friends when you're improvising together. I didn't improvise for a really long time. I went to classical music school, conservatory, and I didn't even play anything that wasn't written on the page until I was kind of older. So I don't know. I'm still really learning about improvisation and, you know, just trying things out.
Yeah, I guess sometimes you probably surprise yourself doing that, don't you?
Mm-hmm, yeah, there's happy accidents and the fun surprises. Yeah, it's always I always learn from it.
Since the music is instrumental, I'm sure you get asked this a lot. How do you come up with song titles?
The music is instrumental, but it's a lot of times it's like sort of on a theme that's in my head. You know, I'm like sort of writing musical lines that are sort of like lyrics, you know?
Yeah.
I have something in my mind and I'm trying to paint a picture about it, or like a, you know, a memory or a scene.
Is there a piece that comes to mind?
Well, you know, the first song off of my record that came out last March is called Otis Walks Into the Woods.
Yeah.
And that song is actually about my parents live on a farm right now in Polkville, North Carolina, which is outside of Shelby. And they had a really great family dog, Otis, and he was blind. And he, when it came time for him to pass away, he just walked into the woods by himself as a blind dog. And I just thought that was really, like, heartbreaking and poetic, so I decided I would write a little song about that. You know, I like to write little odes and little poems for things like that. I don't know.
A sad but sort
of
beautiful visual.
It's made them cry.
Yeah.
Like once they've heard what it's about, it's made them cry. So I don't know. It's all being a human. Kind of hard.
Touring as much as you do, is it hard lugging that harp around?
it's sort of not. Like, lately I've been touring by myself in my Volvo, and you know, it's kind of nice to have the long drive, you know, a lot of time to think. And I know exactly, like, I have a system, like, to load the harp in and out of the car, so I'm kind of used to it. The only problem is stairs. So I always need help navigating the stairs at different places. But lately there haven't been too many stairs, which is cool.
Playing the harp runs in Lattimore's family. Her mom plays with the Asheville Symphony. Growing up in Shelby, Lattimore would go to Charlotte every week for lessons with the Charlotte Symphony's harp player. She eventually started playing in the Charlotte Symphony Youth Orchestra and the Shelby High School Orchestra. These days, she's often on stage with her rock heroes.
You know, I was always a huge Sonic Youth fan, and so I was in Thurston Moore's band for a couple years, which was really amazing, and got to know the rest of the members of that band, which is awesome. I sat in with Yola Tango, which was really cool. One of the members of Sun Ra Orchestra. I went on tour with Juliana Barwick, who is a real big influence on my music, and opened for her, which was really awesome. So I don't know, just like a lot of really great opportunities to be around people I don't, the harp has brought me a lot of amazing opportunities.